Hello and welcome to your advanced hypnosis session from hypnosisdownloads.com. You'll get the best results from your download by giving it your full attention. Please do not listen to it when you need to maintain concentration, such as when driving.
Hello and welcome to Get Your Drive Back from hypnosisdownloads.com. My name's Roger Elliott. I'm the Director of Uncommon Knowledge. And to get the best from this session, please make sure you're seated in a comfortable chair or lying down somewhere you won't be interrupted for a while. Now, just before you begin to drift into a very deep state of relaxation and inner focus, I'm going to say a few words about how this session will help you reconnect with your sense of purpose, enthusiasm, and energy for life. Maybe you're listening to this because life has seemed rather grey recently. Perhaps nothing seems to get you that excited or interested, and you've been finding it difficult to get motivated to do things. It might be that you feel like you've lost interest in your job, or it could be that you used to go out and do more things for fun, or took more exercise, or did something creative, and lately you just haven't had that sense of enthusiasm and drive to do those things that fulfill you. When I see clients who feel like they've lost their sense of motivation and purpose, I always check out the basics of their lifestyle with them. People living on 5 hours sleep a night or on a diet of coffee and chocolate, who barely take any exercise, are incredibly likely to experience mood and energy problems after a while. So a reasonably healthy lifestyle, including a balanced diet, proper sleep and exercise, is an essential foundation to having energy and drive. There are also three powerful psychological principles that I've found tremendously effective for getting back your sense of drive. These are: number one, reconnect with what you really value in your life and your work. When you remember times when you were more fired up and passionate about what you do, what was it that was important to you then? Was it making a difference or getting financial security for you and your family? Perhaps stretching and challenging yourself, or something else. Number two is to connect your efforts to the long-term rewards. The most worthwhile activities in life are usually not the easiest, and there's a big difference between getting enthusiastic about a new exercise program for a few weeks and then forgetting about it, compared to committing to it year after year, rain or shine. The dabblers in life just flit from one job to another, one hobby to another, one relationship to another, buffeted around at the mercy of their own fluctuating moods. But the professionals in life keep going, even if some days they don't feel like it, in the knowledge that long-term effort produces far richer rewards than dabbling. And the third thing is to add something new into your life. The brain thrives on novelty. And if every day has seemed the same as every other day to you lately, then think about what changes you could add into your life to liven things up. Think about new places to visit, new books, new movies, different kinds of music, maybe a new night class, other ways to meet new people or to reconnect with friends you haven't seen for a while. This session will hypnotically communicate these three principles to your unconscious mind so that you begin to use them instinctively to get yourself fired up and back into action. So now, as you prepare to relax very deeply, I'd like you to keep your eyes open for a few moments and just pick a spot to gaze at in front of you. And as you take a slow, deep breath and let the air out smoothly and evenly, that's it. I'd like you to just notice three things you can see out of the corner of your eye, in your peripheral vision, as you gaze straight ahead at that spot. And when you've noticed those three things, I'd like you to let those eyes close. That's good. And just bring to mind for a moment what it was you were just gazing at a moment ago, before you allowed those eyes to begin resting comfortably closed. as you begin to relax. That's it. You can just remember that spot, the way the light fell on it, the colors, and the three things you could see in your peripheral vision, their location around you. That's it. And you might be able to hear sounds in the distance, just as you can certainly hear the sound of these words, carrying you deeper into a more relaxed, inwardly focused state of comfort, where you can imagine what sounds you might hear if you could extend your senses out further and further into the world out there. The sound of a bird flapping its wings way up in the sky. The sound of a branch swaying to and fro in the breeze. Or the sound of people going about their lives. As you really use this time to create the space inside for your unconscious mind to reconnect with something important. And that's something your conscious mind can just relax about here and take some time to notice the sensation of whatever's supporting that body, the temperature of the air as it passes in and out of your nose, the deepening, comfortable heaviness that's beginning to flow all the way down those arms and legs. That's it. Can feel more and more relaxed sensations of drifting deeper. The air around you itself imbued with comfort and rest. And inside the depths of your dreaming mind, as you relax in comfort, that's it. I'd like you to imagine what it would be like if the world became a bit more muted. If those physical sensations of that physical world became a bit more distant. If the sounds became a bit more muffled and faint. And there's no need to really experience this now. You can just begin by imagining what it would be like for the colours of the world to be dimmer, to be draining away, as though you could still see that spot you were gazing at, but it began to look like a black and white scene, with black and white objects around you, and a bit dimmer, because often the people who most appreciate a beautiful view are the people who haven't seen one for a long, long time. And if you were in a prison, only able to see the prison walls out of your tiny window, only able to walk in the dusty exercise yard once a day. How might you dream of the freedom to stroll by a river, to breathe in the fresh air of freedom and nature, to be somewhere full of colour and vibrancy? And often when we temporarily lose our drive, the world seems a greyer place, and we tend not to really remember how colourful, vibrant, and exciting life has been and can be. When you really feel engaged with your life, and, fortunately, that grey prison has a wide open door, and you're free to leave at any time. You only need to remember where it is. And what have been the times, the places, the people, the activities that have really got you excited about life? Because I'm sure there has been more than one time in your life, and probably many, many times, when you've felt passion, when you've felt excitement, when you felt drive and determination. Times that, when you look back now, can glow with colour and life. And not just the big moments, little bursts of enthusiasm and humour, with friends or with your partner. Playful, excited times, from childhood even. And you can start to feel pulled back into these experiences now, as if that colourful light is reaching out and embracing you, and drawing you back into the memories of all the many, many times your spirit has shone with passion, enthusiasm, and drive. And that same energy can begin to flow right through that body, tingling in those fingertips, and in the back of that neck, glowing brighter as you breathe in this power and life force. Only as fast as you really bring to mind the things you really value in life. What's most important to you? Is it challenge? Truth? Making a difference? Security? Love? Doing what's right, friendship, excitement, fun? What do all these times of enthusiasm and passion give you? Just what is it that drives you in these times? Noticing what comes to mind as you begin to understand. And you might even consider how these values would drive you if money were no object, if you could do anything you wanted, what life would you pursue? And that direction, that energy, is something you can honestly remember as a guiding light in where to direct your future in the world out there. And when you begin to feel more drive in your life, more power and passion, what will that give you in the long term? What will you achieve if you stay focused and determined? That steady burn of passion and drive. What are the best things that this will give you? To have really expressed those values that are important to you. How will it benefit your work, your relationships, yourself, even the world, if you live your life with drive and passion? If you give what you are capable of to the world and really live up to the potential you were born with, to be a person who shines, what will that be like in 10 years' time, 20 years' time? For that shining, coloured light of drive and purpose to be radiating out through the years ahead and lighting up the future with strength and purpose now. And you can even whiz through this future to a point quite some years in the future and notice the feeling of accomplishment and fulfillment you get from having really lived well and all the things you've achieved where you live, how many people you've made a difference to, a sense of real satisfaction and pride. That's it. And as you look back towards the present, you can notice the times you kept going. A professional, not a dabbler. Even on the days you didn't feel like it, and the ways you rewarded yourself by different treats, vacations, meals, fun activities, things to add even more pleasure and colour to your life. As you notice how much crisper and clearer it all looks, how vibrant the colours are, how clear the sounds, to be fully engaged with the world around you, as you begin to bring these learnings back towards the present, now. And you can listen to this session often, and relax even deeper each time that you do. And when you open your eyes in a few moments, your unconscious mind can really assist you in integrating these changes by letting the world look brighter, letting the colors look more vibrant in the place you're in right now and through the days and weeks ahead as you feel more passion and drive building day by day, and notice how much color and interest and how many possibilities are waiting for you to notice them, even now. And as you begin to feel more alert and refreshed, that's it. And prepare to come all the way back, feeling really good, that's it. Just noticing the position of your body, becoming more aware of any sounds around, perhaps. Noticing more the sensation of whatever it is you're resting on there. And then whenever you're ready, you can just have a nice stretch and open your eyes. Good. Now, we recommend that you listen to this session every day for the first week, and then after that, just as often as you like. What you're looking for is that you notice you feel so much more drive and purpose and energy, even without thinking about it, that you feel motivated automatically to go out there into life and grasp new opportunities. And we'd love to hear from you, either on the Uncommon Knowledge Facebook page or through the contact form on our site. And there are other associated sessions at hypnosisdownloads.com that you may find useful, such as Get Back on Track and Strength of Character. My name's Roger Elliott of Uncommon Knowledge. Thank you for listening, and the very best of luck to you.